Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's the time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. If this is the first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's the time of the day where we get to sit with our Lord Jesus Christ. So we get to hear what He has to tell us. We get to look at the maps of our lives. Because right in the Bible, the Lord has laid out different patterns, different maps for individuals. So if you study the Word, you get to find out that you get to know more about yourself, more about God, and more about the will of God for your life. If you've been very frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let somebody out there know that it's time for our devotion. You might just be saving a soul by sharing this message. Be a partaker of today's blessings. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adebuyi, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 20th day in the month of December 2024, and the year is gradually coming to an end. We've come with a heart of gratitude, and we've come to say thank you, Jesus. Without you, Lord, we could not have made it this far. That's why we've come to say thank you. Accept our thanks, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I'll be looking at a topic that says the Lord who provides for you. That means that it translates to Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides for you. Our hymn today is taken from hymn 27 of our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 27, what a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from James chapter 1 to chapter 5. James from chapter 1 to chapter 5. Our memory verse is taken from Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, which says, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Our Bible reading for today is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 8 to 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 8 to 11. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 8 it says, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed the broad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, while you are enriched in everything for or liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, God has a provision for all your needs, even before you ask Him. For example, God went ahead of Abraham to provide a ram to be sacrificed in place of Isaac. This was the point where Abraham identified God as the Lord who provides, like we see in Genesis 22, verse 14. I pray that the Lord will meet you at every point of your need, in Jesus' name. Amen. Several years ago, I received my gratuity from the government and I was excited because it was a lot of money. I just became the general overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, and the church could barely pay me a salary. So things were quite tough at the time. While I was rejoicing, I remembered that I was now under a new management. So I turned to God and said, "Father, what do you want me to do with this money?" I thought He would ask me to pay my tithe, give my offering, and do whatever I wanted with the rest. However, He said that I should divide the money into three parts and give them to three different ministries. Then He made a promise to me, saying, "Son, I will be your source." He has been my source ever since. Even when it looks like I am stranded, God always shows up with His timely provision. In Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, God reveals Himself as Jehovah El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. I pray that Jehovah El Shaddai will be your source in Jesus' name. Some time ago, I traveled to minister in the United States of America. After I finished ministering in one place, I was to fly to the next town for another ministration. However, when the plane was about to take off, it began to emit smoke, and we had to disembark. The people in the next town where I was to minister were already gathering, and there was no commercial planes available at that time to fly into the town. Suddenly, the pilot of the jet that belonged to someone I know came around, and I asked him about his boss. When he heard about what had happened with my flight, he immediately told his boss, who asked him to take me to where I was going. God, the one who provides for me, already had an alternative plane waiting for me because He knew I would need it. Beloved, never worry about your needs. Put your total trust in God, and He will show Himself as Jehovah Jireh and Jehovah El Shaddai in your life. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, "Jehovah Jireh, please never let me lack or be in want in Jesus' name. Jehovah Jireh, please never let me lack or be in want in Jesus' name. Amen." Thank you for joining us today. Has this Open Heaven been a blessing to you? And you also like to be a blessing to somebody out there? You can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisefellowsradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you would like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station every morning. 7 a.m. GMT, still on www.praisefellowsradio.com. And it's available on our app, which you can find on Play Store and Apple Store for download. You can download to enjoy the Open Heaven Hour every morning, as well as other entertaining, exciting, inspiring, and gospel-filled shows we have arranged for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, to remain blessed. Bye-bye.